support our work.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back, celebrating the nation's most inspiring music teachers.
Tell us who should win, with £20,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And hello again, squeezing a little more out of Tuesday night if you have things still to do, making the most here of After Dark. Music through the small hours now with me, Bill Overton, till four.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
No, it is not the Murder, She Wrote theme, although I confess it might be me that put the idea into your head. Delius from his opera Coanga, La Calinda, played there by the Royal Northern Sinfonia. Before it, Mozart, the second movement from his Piano Concerto No. 21, Daniel Barenboim playing with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. How do I find you? A terrific Tuesday, was it? Or just one of those days you're quite pleased to tick off? The tipping point of the week we've reached now. Classic FM here to help you through the very early bit of Wednesday, whether it's company you need or just a little nudge to keep on moving. From Peter Warlock's Capriole Suite, the Pied en l'air, the Nash Ensemble, that was. This is Classic FM through the night. Bill Ovis until four. The most relaxing music, your soundtrack for staying up while you do what you have to do, winding down, counting sheep, getting through, or maybe just starting your day. The Leeds Festival Chorus singing Paris, Jerusalem, coming up soon-ish. Roichi Sakamoto playing piano as well. On headphones, loudspeakers, just your phone or old school wireless. However you're listening right now, welcome. Our all-nighter by Vaughan Williams. It's been 3 years since this topped our Classic FM Hall of Fame. Now, it had a four-year run at the top then. 12 years in total in the 30 years you've been voting. This year, dipping from its runner-up position. Has it flown the nest or is it just enjoying an aerial view? Nicola Benedetti performing there with the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Andrew Lytton at the podium. Vaughan Williams, The Lark Ascending. David Lytton from North London, been in touch as well. He's a fan of The Lark. Thanks very much for the recommendation of the recording that you love by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. Yes, we play that from time to time, and we will do again. Great that you enjoyed that. Our all-nighter for midweek, same time tomorrow, Tchaikovsky will be our long player. A symphony of his he wrote off, now one of his best-loved works. If you're a film music fan, Friday nights here are right up your street at the moment, as well as Classic FM at the Movies with Jonathan Ross from 7pm. You can catch screen composer Debbie Wiseman's new series, which is called Real Music. It's on at 9pm in conversation with some of the stars that she's scored for over the years. Of course, our extra station Classic FM Movies as well goes round the clock all day, every day. The next two pieces I have to play as well. One from a 1983 prisoner of war drama that starred David Bowie and the film's composer in lead roles. After this, the Hubert Parry hymn that gave Chariots of Fire its title.
Classic FM. Thank you.
Raichu Sakamoto playing from his own Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence score. And before it, Jerusalem, we heard the Orchestra of Opera North and the Leeds Festival Chorus. It's Classic FM. Jane, another fan of The Lark Ascending, which we heard about earlier. Pet sitting two precious pooches tonight in the bed with her. She says it's like sleeping with eels. A Brahms lullaby and music that started out as a William Walton film score, both coming up on Classic FM for you before two. Waltzing our way there with some Shostakovich right after this.
Classic FM.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for breast cancer now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Hey, Mum, so you know we met Zara, my financial advisor? Yeah, from St. James's Place. Well, she drafted our plan so you can get that bungalow near me. Oh, and Sam, that lovely carer we found, will drop in. And I can bring over my signature shepherd's pie. Hoi!
Big decisions call for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Your eyes are closed. I hope you enjoyed that. Leif Ove Andsnes playing the Grieg's Cradle Song. And ahead of it, the second waltz from Shostakovich's Jazz Suite No. 2. That was the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. Fiora, Night Still Young, more of the most relaxing music on the way after two, including Hamish McCann's The Land of the Mountain and the Flood, one of my favourites. Albinoni's famous Adagio, plus a Thomas Newman film score that failed to win him an Oscar, but it did win him Grammy instead. Now's the time to get in touch if you'd like a dedication, one of those pieces, maybe suggestions perhaps for another night, just to say hello and let me know you're there wherever you are. Text to 61812, email at classicfm.com, our website. Always add your name so that I know it's you, please. WhatsApp on Global Player if you're listening that way. Sky High William Walton now, then we'll get to the news. The Spitfire Prelude and Fugue by William Walton, played there by the English Chamber Orchestra. You're up with Classic FM, the next music we'll hear by Andrew Lloyd Webber after the news.
Classic FM.
The world is vast, offering endless possibilities. But Claire's world has only been getting smaller. She doesn't leave the country. She barely leaves the house. Still traumatised by that roadside bomb in Iraq. More than 20 years ago. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems, helping them rediscover the world they once knew. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
This is your business. This is your business, supercharged with the help of Zero Accounting Software. These are your numbers. These are your numbers, sorted with the help of Zero Accounting Software. This is you.
Hi.
This is you, taking business we want with the help of Zero Accounting Software.
Hello.
This is your business, supercharged with the help of Zero, and having your numbers sorted all at the same time so you can finally focus on taking business where you want to! Supercharge your business today with the help of Zero.
Search Zero with an X!
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves, remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Matt Hewitt. Aid distribution centres in Gaza will be closed today and the surrounding areas declared combat zones after Palestinians were reportedly killed by Israeli gunfire near one of the sites. 27 people died while waiting for aid to be distributed in Rafah on Tuesday, according to Hamas officials. UK products will be excluded from a big tax rise for importers of steel and aluminium into the United States. Donald Trump's signing an executive order to double the tariff to 50% for most countries. Elon Musk has criticised President Trump's tax and spending bill, calling it outrageous and a disgusting abomination. The billionaire wrote on his X platform that he just can't stand it anymore. The White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Mr. Trump is unmoved.
The president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion. This is one big, beautiful bill, and he's sticking to it.
And a watchdog says train operators are taking disproportionate action against passengers who don't hold a valid ticket. The Office of Rail and Road gives the example of a traveller being threatened with prosecution for using the wrong rail card, even though it gave the same discount. Bruce Williamson from campaign group Rail Future.
It's absolutely right that they prosecute those who are deliberately trying to avoid paying for the rail journey, but people do make honest mistakes. And there are some really horrible examples, I think, where they've been heavy-handed in dealing with people who've just made a mistake and end up prosecuting them. And it doesn't reflect well on the railway when that happens.
From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.